you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony, would you consider yourself a complainer?
A little bit.
A whiner, yes, but a complainer. Here's why I ask. So last week after baseball practice, the kids are way into Mod Pizza right now.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, except for Colt gets a cheese pizza and I'm like, why are we here? But whatever. So we go to Mod, right? Order our pizzas and I get a little more bougie with my pizza and I like to finish it with a balsamic drizzle. So we get our pizzas, we get in the car, we start driving home, and I look over at Carter and I'm like, hey, check the order really quick just to make sure. And my pizza wasn't right. And I don't know why, but it put me in a foul mood like so quick. And it was like something as simple as missing the drizzle. And I was like, I'm going to call and complain. And I was like, no, I'm not. No, it's not worth it.
I mean, you're paying your hard-earned money for something that you want, so you expect it to be right.
Right. And that's kind of where I was like, they should have got it right. I saw her write it down. And I'm like, no, you know what? I'm not driving back. And it's not like they're going to credit me 50 cents. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just kind of let it go. But had we been in a restaurant, I probably would have asked to get it fixed. Where do you find or draw the line of like, I'm going to send my food back or I'm going to kind of complain about something? Like, is it something little or something big?
It would have to be something pretty big, because if it's food related and if I'm at a restaurant and it's in front of me, odds are I'm pretty hungry. So
you're going to eat it?
I'm going to dig in. I'll tell you this, and this is so gross. If I were to find, say, multiple hairs in mine.
Okay.
Now, keyword multiple. If there was one hair,
I would pick it out?
Well, I'd pick it out, and I might take that scoop of mashed potatoes and just kind of move it to the side, not eat that, and continue eating.
You would cut off the moldy cheese and still eat?
I do. Yes, because the rest of it's fine.
If there's one hair in it, that hair's probably got a friend. No, I'm not eating it.
Got a whole afro in there.
Yeah, no. What is your complaint threshold? Where is it that you will start to complain or maybe even send your food back if you're at a restaurant?
Let us know. Chime in 1-888-431-3764.
I was a server for many years, so I am very conscious about sending food back. But there are some things I won't deal with. And like you, Anthony, I'm sorry, it's not multiple hairs. If there's a hair, that food is going back.
Okay, what if it's an eyelash?
No! It's falling off of your body into my food is not acceptable.
It's not going to kill you. You'll be okay.
You don't know. You don't know what kind of diseases they have on their eyelashes.
What toxic eyelashes are you looking at?
I don't want anybody's body parts, anything in my food. Christy in Menifee, what is your complaint threshold?
Definitely not Anthony. Hello. I vomited in my mouth. That was so gross. No hair is acceptable. Not one nut.
But if you're starving, though, and it's hot, it's and it's fine,
strong.
And it's just like the smallest little hair, you just move it to the side.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to get sick. I'm like, my mouth's watering.
Look what you're doing early in the morning, Anthony.
It's one little hair.
Nope. I'm with Christy on that one. Jim in San Bernardino, what is your complaint threshold when it comes to your food's order?
In the way of food, I'm a big complainer. So with what it costs right now to go out to eat, if my food isn't just right, I'm complaining.
What's the least thing that could happen and you're like, nah, get me another one?
How's this? I've gone to, I won't say what place, but went out and got pizza, and it was just a little overcooked, and I actually had them remake it twice.
Twice?
Twice, because they did exactly the same thing twice.
And how did the spit taste in that? Twice? No. One time I'll send it back twice. You're tempting fate now.
Okay, you said that you were a server for a long time, right?
Uh-huh.
How true is the spit stuff?
I would not do that. You can't do that. You can't mess with people's food. I'm sure it happens.
Okay, I was going to ask, have you seen it done?
I've never seen it done, and I had never done it, but I'm sure it does happen. And I'm sure that's a reason a lot of people don't complain. Like the 714 says, I'm afraid to complain. Who knows what's coming back in your food the next time?
That's why I deal with one little hair, because I don't want to play that game.
Mm-mm. 909 says, according to my 13-year-old daughter in the back seat, she said, Mom, yours doesn't exist. You're going to complain no matter what. So thanks for the morning opportunity for her sass. Thanks, guys.
I like this. Sometimes you get like something wrong with the meal. And this text from the 951 says, well, always send it back if there's pickles on it. I do not like pickles. I don't like onions. So, yes, there are certain items that if it's on there, I don't want it. But I won't send it back. I'll take it off.
No, you can't. Not with pickles. There's pickle juice. It's the same thing. Soaks through the bread. Nope. It changes the food profile.
I can't win. Pickles, hair, you are just not, we can't go out to eat together.
No, not at all. All right, where's the hair actually coming from? That's what the 951 wants to know. And it talks about your complaint threshold. If you go out to eat and your food's wrong, where are you complaining? Anthony, you draw the line at multiple hairs?
Multiple hairs. One is okay. And I like this text message from the 951. It says 80% of the hair that's in people's food is the customer's hair. Which, I can totally see that. I feel like I could, yes.
I've had black hair in my food. And let me tell you, that is the one color my hair has never been.
I could see me dropping an eyelash there. Or if I had just trimmed my beard before I go to Chili's and all of a sudden it's in my crispy chicken, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's probably me. I just trimmed. So
I am not assuming that it is mine.
Makes it a little better.
Deneen in Cyprus, what is your complaint threshold when it comes to going out and ordering food? At what stage are you going to complain?
I was a server, so I have a little bit of empathy towards the servers. But I think my biggest thing is, if there's hair in my food, it's going back because I just can't. But it really also has to do with the server themselves. So if the server is rude and then it comes out and my food is wrong, because part of your job as a server is to make sure if you're bringing it out is to make sure it's correct.
Okay, I see that, Deneen. Yeah, if the server's rude, that might entice you to complain a little bit more. Isaac and Rialto, what about you? What's your complaint threshold?
So if I ever have cheese on my burger, they're going to make another one for sure.
You don't like cheese?
I hate cheese.
You don't like the taste, or does it make your tummy hurt?
It just tastes nasty. But like the reason why I don't like it is because it melts onto my food.
Yeah, that's not a scrape off.
So would you? What would be worse, cheese on your burger or a little hair in your fries?
Cheese.
Oh, there we go. See, hair is not that bad.
Isaac, tell me you're sending back the hairy fries too.
I'm gonna send back the hairy fries, but if it's cheese first, no.
No hairy animal-style fries for me and Isaac.
You can't label them as hairy fries. Okay, you were talking about you being a server before, right?
Mm-hmm.
This text message, I didn't think about this, from the 951 says, servers are just the middleman. We don't make the food.
Right.
Did a lot of people complain to you personally about the food being wrong?
Yeah, because you're kind of the face of, here, I'm bringing you your food. Or they asked for the manager. I mean, unless it matches the hair on your head, I don't think they're going to be like, it was your fault.
Oh, you blondie.
Yeah, that definitely looks like it came off the top of your head. 909 says, I will only complain when it comes to my steak because they're expensive and I don't want it either still mooing or hard as a brick. It's in between, I'm okay.
I agree with that one because steak does get expensive and mm-hmm. you do have to make it the right way for it to be good.
What is your complaint threshold? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.